We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuftav Tezayin Amun Aleph. And we are starting three lines from the top of Daf Kuftav Tezayin Amun Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that Avpi She'in Charoises, Mitzvah, still you bring Charoises. And Vladimir Tzadik Oimah Mitzvah. The Machlek is the Mishnah, Charoises a Mitzvah or not. Incidentally, the Rambam Pirish Vishnayas says that fear of Lezman and Tzaddik, that it's a mitzvah to charoises, it's a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, alakinam alakulam, asher kishonim, mitzvah tzvonu, alakhilas, charoises. Rather than the Rambam and Yad, in Mishnah Torah, to bring it down, so they say he was chayzer from that. But upon him, the Mechalik is the Mishnah of charoises, mitzvah not. The first one says, apish ein charoises, mitzvah, you have different charoises, Lezman and Tzaddik says it's a mitzvah. So zok to Gemara, if you loy mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah, so what are you, why are you dipping it into charoises? My maisela, why do you have the charoises in the first place if it's not a mitzvah? Because of the eres, the poison called kappa, we had to mention before a little bit that the chazeres, the maror, has some kind of poison called kappa. It's like some kind of sharp, it's too sharp. And therefore you dip it into the chareses to take away that poison a little bit. Om Rav Asi, kappa dechasa chama. If someone gets sick from the poison of the chazeres, from the lettuce, he should eat chama, which is tznoin, which is radish. Kappa de chama, if he gets sick from the tznoin, from the radish, karsi, let him eat leeks. Kappa de karsi, chamimi, if he gets sick from the leeks, he drinks hot water. Kappa de kulu, chamimi, anything that you get a poison from, it's good to drink hot water. And until you get the hot water, you should say lachash, incantation. Kappa, kappa, de chirilach, I recognize you. L'shev bantech, and your seven daughters, v'samni kalasech, and your eight daughter-in-laws, you say that lachash, whatever that means, we don't understand what that means, but you say that lachash, that will help that hezek shouldn't happen to you very quickly. The next part of it is, Lezman Tzadik, a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, why is it a mitzvah to bring charoises? Rabbi Levi Eimer, zecher letapuach. It's a zecher to the apple tree. It says in the Rashbam, brings the Gemara and Saito, that he used to give birth under the apple tree without any pain, without any birth pains, so the Mitzrayim shouldn't find out about it. They used to go under the apple tree, have the babies, and the Medrash goes further there, that the babies stayed there, and they had things coming out of the ground for them, or the Malachim fed them food. Akaponim, there was a big nisim going on with the childbirth there, therefore, Zeichel Letapuach, we have the Charoises. Abyechonam is Zeichel Letit. It's Zeichel to the Shibur, the Tit, the cement that the Eden had to make in order to build the buildings. Omar Abaya, Hilkoch Tzoruch L'Kahuye, you have to put a tartness into it, like a tart, like an apple has a tart taste to it, you have to put something in L'Kahuye, but Tzoruch L'Smuche, you have to make it thick. L'Kahuye is Zeichel Tapuach, that's Zeichel for the apples. L'Smuche, you have to make it thick, zecher for this man. So Abai is basically in chayshish of both Pshat and Rav Levi and Rabbi Yechanan. Tanyik of Asei Rabbi Yechanan, a riot to Rabbi Yechanan, the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, tavlin yet put in spices, zecher la tevin, zecher to the straw. So what do you mean, tavlin, or like black pepper, zecher to the straw? No, tavlin doesn't mean that. Tavlin means, like the Ramah speaks out, I think it's the Ramah, we'll read it soon, that it should be ginger or cinnamon. And those things, like a cinnamon stick, looks a little bit like straw, that's zecher l'tevin. So tavlin means cinnamon or ginger you put into your charoises, and that's zecher l'tevin. Charoises, zecher l'tit, but the charoises itself is zecher l'tit, it's cement. So you see, it's a right Rabbi Yechanan, and that's zecher for cement, and tevin has to do with cement also. Omar Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadik, kachoy oimrim, tagir charoch v'shevlayim, the store owners, the storekeepers in Yerushalayim used to say, when in Erev Pesach, when they're selling the foods, Boyu v'tolu lechem tavlin mitzvah. Buy tavlin for the mitzvah. You see, they also held, like Rabbi Yechanan, that the charoises is zecher l'tit, and therefore the tavlin was zecher l'tevin, and the consistency was zecher l'tit. But l'maisa, we go to Rabbaya, that you should chap right on shit also, zecher l'tapuach, and get the tartness also. So the Ramah Taka brings down, but Oisin Hakarosis Meperisha Nimshlu Hem Yisrael Kun Tapuchim Teinim Egoizim Remoinim Shekedim. The Noislav Tavlin, Zok the Ramah, what type of example? Kagoin Kinamoin Vizangvil Hadoimim Latevin. You take cinnamon and ginger, which is Doime Latevin. And the way the Mizbru explains, what has Doime Latevin? She'ain't a Doichin Hate, it doesn't get crushed well, but he's a Ruchim, and they're long. And Vishoyimagamba is a tit. I just make tit with this. That's what Ramah brings down. Tuf ayin gimel sif hey taka like this halacha, and we taka paskin. It's a mitzvahu, but we don't make a bracha because the Rambam in Yad did not bring down that it's a, there's a bracha. Zokta mishta vayta, going vayta in the seder. Mozguloi kois sheni, you poured a second kois. V'kana ben shoyol. And now, the son has questions. V'kana ben shoyol. So Aviv, now the son asks his father questions. Why are you pouring another kois? We had kiddush already. What's another kois? We didn't even we have another kois. V'mein das beben, if the son doesn't have any das, then Aviv melamdoi, his father teaches him to ask the questions. So what's the questions that he asks? Why is this time different than all the nights? Every other night we eat chametz or matzah. The only bread we eat tonight is matzah. We don't look for any specific irakas. We'll eat anything we get. You have to look for tomorrow. We eat any type of basa. If it's roasted, cooked, or overcooked, or raw. And Alayla said, "Cool, it's tea. Tonight is only roasted. Dip it in one time. Alayla said, "Stay palm. Tonight we have to dip in two times. One time karpas and one time mara. The feed daita shall ben over malamdoi. And the feed the das of ben, he teaches him the answers to the question. And when you say over that god, how do you say that god? Maschol begnus v'smayim v'shvach. You start with the gnus and you end with the shvach, because that's where it brings up the nais much more. If you start with the gnus, which is how bad it was, and then how good it is, so that brings up the shvach. And what do you start from? So v'darish arabi oivedot. The Gemara will talk about where's the gnus start from. The Gemara talking about chalikus v'darish and in the agadi adarish and the psukim from parashas kisavai. Merami oivedot. We actually call it parashas kula. Parashas kisavai. It says before when you bring the bikurim, you thank Hashem for everything He gave you, and it starts from back in history, from Arami Ovidavi, when Lava wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu, that's where you start this parasha and the Haggadah from. Also, that's where you darshan this whole parasha as part of the Haggadah. Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabban. First of all, what does it mean, V'kana ben shoyl, in the Mishnah? So, either pshat is, like we spoke out, that when you pour a second kois, now he has questions, because what are you doing pouring another kois? That's the pshat we spoke out. That's Rashbam's first pshat. The Rashbam has a second pshat that can... What? No. I know, but that has to do with before. So it's two pshat to answer you're asking. You're asking that the questions are not about the kois. So you read it like this. Like, can I ben shoyl? You know what he asks? Why are you bringing a second kois? If he doesn't have das, then the father teaches him other questions, the manashtana. And on that, we have before, you answer him, why bring a second kois? Because I have to, you know, you talk about say, and then you'll come to Vadam Yinu. Echanami, it's not the same questions. That's the first pshat in the Rashbam. Or it means that you'll lead him to Manash Dan. Like Tosfos says, that once he has one question, he has more questions. That's two ways to say in the first pshat in the Rashbam. But the Rashbam's second pshat brings down from Rashi that Kana ben Shoyal means that it's a din that by the second kois he should ask Manash Dan. Not that. Because now he has a question. And now is the din he should ask. Kam means now is the like Cain, but he's playing for Dovrim. Says now is the time to ask the question. It's not pshat in the Mishnah, two pshat in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabban, Chacham v'noy shoyaloi, v'meinoy Chacham ishta shoyaloi. By if his son is smart enough, so then his son asks the questions of Manashtana. But if his son's not smart enough, his wife asks him the question. V'mlav, if his son and his wife are not enough of Bar Das to any questions. Who's Shoyal that I hear? Who's Shoyal ask me? He asks questions to himself. Even two of them come sitting together, they both know Hilchos Pesach klar. Shoyalim zelazem manashtana, laylazem v'kar laylas. They ask each other, manashtana, laylazem v'kar laylas. And therefore there is a minig from a lot of part of Klai Yisrael that everyone says manashtana comes from here, because even the chum asks the manashtana to each other. The problem with this Gemara is, this question is, it sounds like all year round you have to dip in once, and tonight you have to dip in twice. It's like, went from one to two. And the question is that you never, even once you don't dip in. Like the Rashbam explains that on Yerukas, it's not Shiloh. Because they were saying is, all of the years, we don't look for any other Yerukas, we take anything we want. But tonight we look Dafka Vamar. But here, why should we be tevel even one time in a regular night? Maskla Rava, Otuko Yemele Sagli Yom Tvela Chazimla. Every day of the year at night, we dip in once. We have to dip in once, since we have to dip in once. Elam Rava, Ktani, Shemchal, is in a Chayavim Tavel Philip Hamachas. Every other night, we're not Mechuyiv to dip even once. We don't have to dip even once. halayla zeh shtei pavim. But tonight we're chayiv to do it two times because ain't no chayovim even one time. Tonight we're chayiv to do it two times. Maskev lo rav safra chayuv ladardaki. That's called a chayiv. The only reason we're dipping in is the children should ask questions. Shvi akera. That's called a chayiv. That's called a chayiv. That's just to make people ask questions. That's called a chayiv. Elam rav safra chdoni. Ain't no matvil. Take out the word chayiv. Ain't no matbilim afilu pamachas. Every part of the year, we don't even dip one time. Not even with a minig, nothing. Tonight, the minig is two times, we take out the word chayiv, and that's the question. All other nights of the year, we dip in, we don't even dip in once. Tonight, we dip in twice, like upon him, that the children should ask questions. It said in the end of the Mishnah, how do you set up the Haggadah? You start with Genus, you start with the pain and the bad of what happened to Klai Yisrael, Messiah and Beshvach, my big Genus. We start with the Gnus in Ruchnius. At the beginning there were Avodah Zarah. Now there's Zechut to get the Torah. After Tzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of Tzias Mitzrayim was to get the Torah. We start with the Gnus of the Ruchnius. For Shmuel Amar, Avodah Meinu. We start with the physical Gnus. That we were Avodah. And Lamaisa, Arminix, we do both. Omer of Nachman Nadal Ravdi, that was the vice of it. Omer of Nachman Nadal Ravdi. Nachman told, ask his Eved, you know, to explain me something. I want you to Mitzai or something, picture something. After the Mapikle, Eved was an Eved. He's working hard the whole day. And the Mapikle Mori Lecheris. And his master frees him. Not only frees him, you're like Kaspa Vedahava. And he gives him gold and silver. My boy Lebemle, what should he say? Omele, boy Le Adu Yavashbuk, he has to thank him and praise him. You don't say Mashtan anymore. Pasach va'amah avod meyinu. So he started with Rehuam avod meyinu. Now this is a stickle prab the gears that we have in Agamara, because what does that got to do with Manashtana? What does this have to do with Manashtana? So the Ratzalmu Ransburg tells the Tosis before that we spoke out that it's just a lead up to the next question. But the Rashbam here seems like he wasn't Geiris, the part of the Manashtana. He wasn't Geiris, Petros Mulema Manashtana. Not what is Geiris at all. He just said like this. That we're talking about was after Manashtana already. After Manashtana, before he started Avod Meinu, he asked his Eved this question, and he held that was a very good Hagdama, an introduction to Avod Meinu. After he said, Avod Meinu, we were Avod and we came out, it was a great introduction to the Avod Meinu, to we should praise Hashem if we understand and we picture how it would feel like. Let's say you were in jail and then you got out and with a lot of money, how would you feel? That was a good hakdama of Avod Meinu.